straighttalk.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He is not on the ballot. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. But President Trump hopes to get a boost on this election day.
We will show the corrupt Democrats that the American people are not backing down, and we will never, ever back down.
That was at a rally in Kentucky last night for Governor Matt Bevin, who's in a close race with Democrat Andy Beshear, who says people know this isn't about the White House,
but about what's going on in their house.
There's another governor's race today. Fox's Tanya J. Powers details it live.
Dave, the president has also recently campaigned in Mississippi for that state's current Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves, who is running to replace the term-limited Governor Phil Bryant. Reeves is being challenged by Mississippi's Democratic Attorney General Jim Hood, who just finished his fourth term in that role. But Democrats are concentrating heavily on Virginia, too, where they're looking to add to their 2017 gains by flipping enough Republican seats to gain trifecta control of the state house, meaning the governor's office and both legislative chambers, Dave.
Tanya, five children are hospitalized in Arizona. They and one other were wounded in the attack yesterday in Mexico that left nine Americans dead. One more is missing.
I was so angry. It's so angry and yet so sad. It was horrifying.
She's a relative of the victims. They were all found in a burnt-out, bullet-ridden SUV. Mexico's security secretary believes the government might have mistaken that vehicle for one carrying rival gang members. President Trump just tweeted, it's time for Mexico, with U.S. help, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth. Two more Trump administration officials are scheduled to answer questions in the House impeachment inquiry, but four others did not show up yesterday. This is more transcripts of these private interviews come out. Democrats say they show concern about Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani's work in Ukraine, but Republican Congressman Jim Jordan just told Fox,
the president of the United States is the guy who's in charge, and he can have whomever he wants trying to move policy forward that's in the best interest of the country.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Was the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a deer to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a deer. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
As House Democrats move forward with the impeachment inquiry, jury selection starts this hour in Washington for a Trump associate, Roger Stone, who got caught up in the Mueller-Russia investigation.
Stone is accused of lying to the House Intelligence Committee about efforts to contact WikiLeaks about stolen Democratic Party emails in 2016. The 67-year-old also faces charges of witness tampering and trying to obstruct a congressional investigation. Stone was arrested in January and made so many public statements, the judge in the case instituted a gag order. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
The search continues in Maryland for a killer whose motive was a chicken sandwich. This happened after an argument in line to buy one of those chicken sandwiches back on the menu in high demand at a Popeyes.
That argument spilled out into the street. And one male stabbed the other.
Police spokeswoman in Prince George's County, Jennifer Donlan, a police officer in Ohio, is recovering the day after he was shot.
Today is a very difficult day for the Dayton Police Department and our federal partners.
Dayton, Ohio Police Chief Richard Beal says a Dayton police detective working with the Drug Enforcement Administration was shot last night during a raid on a suspected drug house.
The detective is the only person injured and is in critical condition at a local hospital.
A large quantity of fentanyl, some cash, and weapons were seized. Five people arrested. Chief Beal asking for prayers for the wounded officer, whose name hasn't been released yet. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
News on the economy. The U.S. trade deficit dropped in September to the lowest level in 5 months. It was a nearly 5% decline. There was actually a surplus in petroleum on Wall Street. Stocks could add to the record highs set yesterday by the Dow and the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Futures are rising. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A former candidate for the Illinois legislature has been charged with theft. Tricia A. Zubert of Zolo was arrested on October 31st by Grays Lake police. She is charged with 7 counts of financial crimes related to work she did for a private business. She's accused of diverting thousands of dollars from a contractor to her own accounts while working as a bookkeeper for the business. She ran for the 64th district seat last November and lost to Tom Weber. Fire crews were on the scene of a garage fire in Tolono yesterday. Firefighters called out to the 600 block of Marshall Street on Monday afternoon. The News Gazette says the fire chief said the homeowner thought the fire might have started in the area of a clothes dryer in the garage. There was heavy smoke damage to the home, and the couple who lives there has been temporarily displaced. The official cause remains under investigation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes. Made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles? The easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy? Or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com.
I'm on my way to the big game. Number one versus number two in the polls. Got a tailgate spot, got the 50-yard line seats, and nothing will stop me from getting to my game. Oh no, it's my stupid car battery. I've had this thing for a long time. I'm out in the middle of nowhere without a cell phone signal.
Don't be like this, superfan. Come into Interstate All Battery Center in Champaign. They have a free battery test, no appointment needed. If you need a new car battery, they will find the perfect battery for your car or truck. So power into Interstate All Battery Center on North Madison, Champaign.
Yeah, well, that was our offer today on our Stever offer via text, 359-2255. Text in Never Been. And I'll send you into Interstate, or you have a chance. We've had a lot of response to this, of course. I'll give you $100 worth of batteries. Could be a car battery. And if you've owned your vehicle 4 years or more without a new battery, you need one. So I'll give you $100 to go there and buy batteries. You can be AA, AAA, 9-volt, whatever you need, and you'll be stocked up. And we are giving those out as our Stever deal, where you spend Stevie J's money and you keep the stuff. You have to use it within 7 days, and, of course, tell me what you thought of your experience after that. So Never Been, if you've never been to Interstate Batteries, and it is the battery hub, that's where I want you to think when you need any kind of battery, because Mark Martinez has them, probably in stock. And if it's a watch battery, it's like $8, $8 or $9. He'll change them right there for you. He's a good guy, too. It's Interstate Batteries, North Madison, Champaign. All right, I do have some Illinois basketball tickets. We'll give those away shortly. Stand by if you'd like to go to the ball game tonight. 359-2255, stand by. We'll do that in just a matter of moments. All right, it's a beautiful day. It's November 5th, 2019. ESPN 93.5, three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good, Stevie. We've got plenty of sunshine today with a high 50, 32-hour low tonight, up to 57 and down to 31 with partly cloudy conditions tomorrow. A 20% chance of early morning precipitation with the clouds, high 37, 19-hour low on Thursday evening, up to 35 and down to 25 on Friday, partly cloudy. Right now we're at 38 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Well, if you're over 55 and you're struggling to find work, there are some things you can do. More than half a century, over 50 years ago, federal law passed to give older adults a fair chance at competing for job openings. Employers, either by design or out of carelessness, continue to post jobs in ways that suggest bias against older applicants. The federal government has warned employers against using terms like recent college graduate or college student in postings because they could be considered evidence of age bias. The AARP conducted a search. It revealed job posting websites like LinkedIn, Indeed.com, and Monster.com turned up thousands of one ads that used little limiting phrases. According to AARP, LinkedIn had 4,749 job postings with the term recent college graduate. Indeed had another 1,100. Monster had 500. The numbers are a small fraction of the millions of job openings posted online, but they still represent thousands of instances in which older candidates might not have received a fair shot at a job. Happy to welcome workplace culture expert Michael Houlihan. How are you?
Happen in a week.
Not there.
Information.
Anyway, it's an issue. But in this marketplace, it depends on the jobs, I suppose. But I would think that if you're employable, you're going to get work.
Yeah.
Because there is such a need to have good people. And it really doesn't matter. Does it matter how old a person is if they're really after it?
If they're really after it, if they're hungry, if they have integrity and a positive mental attitude.
That's exactly right. That's what we look for.
Exactly.
In any event, it's a story that was in there today. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's give away some basketball tickets.
All righty.
359-2255. If you'd like to go to Illinois basketball game tonight, I'm going to be looking for two winners. I've got four tickets to Illinois Nicholls State tonight.
Uh-huh.
If you'll text in Illini and be texter 20 and 21,
okay,
you'll win four tickets to the ball game if you'd like to go. Nicholls State, Illinois, first game of the year.
That's right.
This one counts.
Mm-hmm.
The one the other night against Lewis did not.
That's right. Exhibition game there.
Right.
And, of course, Illinois and Chicago State got a call in about, are you mentioning the ladies? That's 11 a.m. today.
Yep, you bet. And it's a field trip for the kids.
Right. 3,000 students.
I can just walk into that, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think if there's any admission.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to go to women's basketball at 11 a.m.
Great day for that.
Great piece in the News Gazette yesterday on Taylor Edwards, four-year star for the Illinois women's softball team.
Uh-huh.
She's a leader. I think Nancy Faye said in the sprints that they do, Taylor's won every one of them.
Is that right?
She's a walk-on leader, and I bet you that ball club will be better because of her.
That's great.
She's an outstanding individual, Taylor Edwards. Okay, 359-2255. You want to win basketball tickets for tonight's game? The women are free at 11 at State Farm. You want to go tonight at 7? We'll go to you at 359-2255. Okay, good luck.
1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Cultra, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the same faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago and build your patio or plant your trees, we're the place they're talking about when they say check with your local nursery. Country Arbors also has mulches, stone, and rock. You can find out more information about our history at countryarbors.com.
Joe,
hey,
you win, man. You win.
All right. Thank you very much.
Joe Trelick Saybrook, as in Saybrook Aerosmith.
That is correct.
Yeah. Steven Tyler was the principal, I think, there at the high school for a while.
Yes, he was. Yep.
Kid Aerosmith reference. Okay. T-R-H-L-I-K. May I buy a vowel, please?
Yeah, we don't have any more left.
Hey, Joe, thanks for listening. I think we're pretty fired up around here. We got a football team and a basketball team, man. Let's go. Come on.
Oh, yeah. I was tailgating Saturday. It was fantastic.
Man.
So, go Illini.
Go Illini. Thanks for listening, my friend.
All right, thanks.
Joe wins, and so does Josh. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing good.
Four tickets to the Illinois game tonight. What you thinking? His first game. How good are we going to be? Going to make the tournament this year?
It's a possibility.
Yeah. I think it's NCAA or bust because we're picked to make it. In fact, I saw, of course, I'm one of those nerds looks at bracketology in November, and we're a 10 seed right now. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll take anything. Okay.
Yeah, room for improvement.
You betcha. We'll see what happens, Josh. Enjoy the ball game tonight.
Yep, great, thanks.
You betcha. Okay, we have our two winners.
All righty.
ESPN 93.5. We jump to our morning sports headlines at 8:17.
Go Illini. In a matter of hours, they'll have all the kids filing in after they get settled in at school. Then they'll hop on a bus for a field trip. 3,000 students is what Kent Brown was telling us
awesome.
On Friday.
That's so fun.
And Illinois and Chicago State, the women are in action at 11 a.m. So if you're in the surrounding area, you have some time late morning into the afternoon. That'd be a great idea to enjoy supporting our ladies in action. Illinois and Nicholls State tonight for the men. If you want to check that out, tip off at 7 o'clock. Got to get in the frame of mind of tip-off instead of kickoff.
Right, yeah.
Of course, our Illini football team is in East Lansing with a 2:30 start on Saturday, taking on Michigan State.
They got the eighth best defense in America.
Oh, they do? So
they're good. They're
okay.
good. And we're a 13-14-point underdog.
All right.
So, again, we go in as a pretty big dog, but we've won three in a row and feeling pretty good.
We sure have. At Madison Square Gardens is one of the marquee games. That State Farm Classic is what they call it. It's six. They've got Kansas at number three and Duke at number four going at it. And then number one, Michigan State, and number two, Kentucky at 8:30 this evening. On to the pros, where the Pacers and Charlotte will go at it. And the L.A. Lakers are in Chicago to take on Dub Bowls. In NFL action, Dallas's Cowboys over the New York Giants, 37-18 yesterday. We have some baseball trending story for Cardinal fans and Manager of the Year finalist in Mike Schilt.
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah, he might win that.
I know the Golden Gloves were handed out and Colton Wong got one, yeah. along with the Cubs' Anthony Rizzo, and on the White Sox side, Yomar Sanchez. After the Washington Nationals won the World Series last week, President Trump hosted the champs at the White House, 18-25 on the team present. Kurt Suzuki, the catcher, putting on a MAGA hat, and there was hugs around with some of the fans. They said around 5,000 in all.
Watching from the White House. They were up in the kind of the portico.
That's right.
And they were looking out over. Cool. ESPN 93.5, three-day weather from the National Weather Service.
High near 50, 32 our low tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 57, down to around 31. Enjoy that while it lasts because we have morning clouds, maybe a slight chance of precipitation. High 37, low 19 on Thursday. Up to 35, down to 24 on Friday. We've got a temperature of 38 with the sunshine now on ESPN 93.5.
President Trump just said something about that massacre on the border. About 100 miles from Douglas, Arizona, in Mexico, where a family, a bunch of kids, hit in a crossfire of drug cartels in Mexico. President Trump just said something. Did you hear that? I'm going to elaborate on that in just a moment. 820 ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are optimistic about progress toward a phase one trade agreement with China. The major stock averages rose to records yesterday. Daryl Cronk, Wells Fargo Investment Institute president, says we're getting some details what the preliminary trade deal could look like.
There's three things that the U.S. wants. They want a little more IP protections. They want more purchases of agricultural products, and they want a signing on U.S. soil, right? They want to make a big deal of it. China wants greater licenses on Huawei, and they want the tariffs rolled back.
The U.S. trade deficit declined nearly 5% in September. It was helped by the U.S. surplus of petroleum and a decline in imports from Germany and China. However, the U.S. is importing more now from Mexico, South Korea, Japan, and Vietnam. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Disheartening story this morning has been the massacre of a family in Mexico. They got caught in a drug cartel crossfire.
On the way to a wedding, I believe,
yeah.
and seven-month-old twins were
just
shot.
They, of course, burned the SUV and bullet holes riddled everything. And nobody knows what happened to some of the others. They might have been kidnapped. And then Donald Trump says this morning, it's time to wipe the drug cartels off the face of the earth. All we need is Mexico to ask for our help. Do you think we can do that? I mean, if we can find ISIS in caves and mountainous regions across the world, can't we wipe out drug cartels? What would that mean to prostitution and drugs, heroin, all the killing? Don't you think we can do that? I mean, what would that be like? Drug cartels are ginormous, and they're very, very powerful. And they're running the police and some of those stuff.
There's so many movies that I've seen with that storyline, and it's so scary. I don't want to go to Mexico.
Drug running, machine guns, the things that they do. There's a lot of drug cartels running Mexico. But with Mexican officials and the help of the United States Air Force, Navy, Army, whatever it takes, I had never really thought of that. I said, treat them like ISIS.
Right.
And wipe them off the face of the earth. What would that mean to the drug transports and the guns and the bad, bad things that happen with drug cartels?
Well, if we've got a handle on how to do that in Mexico, we really should focus on Chicago.
Well, you got, those are certainly, it's not really drug cartels or gangs.
Right.
But some of them might have 8 members. And that's a little trickier, I would say. The drug cartels are in so many big cities, too, in Mexico. And they are big, powerful dons kind of thing, like a godfather. And I don't know, in Chicago, you've got, it's just, you have to infiltrate or something, and that's pretty dangerous stuff.
Right.
So the reason nothing really has happened in Chicago is it's, I don't know what to do.
Right.
So anyway, in Mexico, you think this president would do it? Yeah. And I think it'd be wonderful. Go and eradicate the drug cartels and make them fear for their life the way they take lives. And the way they manipulate and control people. I think it's a dang good idea, and I think we can do it.
That would just turn things around in Mexico City.
If Mexico would ask, this president would say yes, you know he would. And I think it's a great thought to say enough of this stuff that comes across our border that's so rotten, so bad, and hurts so many. 827.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes, made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Flooring Surfaces wants to spruce up your home this holiday season. So our newly designed showroom is filled with fantastic flooring deals all season long. Carpet, laminate, porcelain tile, and waterproof vinyl floors are all on sale. Burnt mahogany maple is on sale now for just $2.99 per square foot. Imported Italian porcelain is in stock and 40% off until Christmas. Nothing resists scratches like premium laminate. Now just $1.99 per square foot. Carpet is soft and comfortable. Dozens of in-stock rolls are now 30% off list price. Flooring Surfaces brings premium floors from around the world to Central Illinois at a price you can afford. With expert advice, professional installation, free estimates, financing options, and a huge inventory of in-stock floor coverings, Flooring Surfaces is your first stop for flooring this holiday season. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Flooring Surfaces, your first stop.
You work hard. From the day-to-day operations of your farm to planning for the future, Busey's team understands the unique challenges you face. With farm management, brokerage, and financing solutions tailored to your needs, we can help ensure your hard work pays off, now and into the future. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every month we honor our law enforcement official of the month. We do it because it's important to respect our law enforcement. I am a fan. I appreciate what they do. I'm very happy to welcome Sergeant Mark McAllister. He's been with the Sheriff's Office for 23 years. Started in Master Control in 1996. He worked for 2.5 years. From there, he went to the court security. Couple of years, he's been around on patrol, crimes unit. You have done a lot, Sergeant Mark McAllister. You've done a lot of work.
I have.
What's been the best part of this?
That's hard to say. I really enjoyed my time in the street crimes unit. I enjoyed my time as a canine handler. And recently I was promoted to sergeant in January, and I have to say I think where I'm at right now is what I like the most.
Well, we're honored to have you in here, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
We
thank
truly you appreciate me. You bet. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callskToday.com.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Hey, you're always welcome to chime in. You're always welcome to comment. We welcome all of your texts, 359-2255, if you'd like to text us this morning. It's 8:30, time for your Fox News update.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Nine Mexican Americans, women and children, part of a Mormon community, are killed in an ambush in northern Mexico.
Their bodies were found shot and burned inside their convoy vehicles south of the U.S. border. The violence is blamed on cartels, and the family is noted for often refusing to cooperate with drug runners.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. President Trump tweets, "This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth." Two more transcripts from closed-door impeachment inquiry interviews are being released today. The first two came out yesterday.
Former ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch described a campaign by President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, to have her removed from her post. Former State Department advisor Michael McKinley said he resigned because he believed the State Department was being used to carry out a political mission.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire crews were on the scene of a garage fire in Tolono yesterday. Firefighters called out to the 600 block of Marshall Street on Monday afternoon. The News Gazette says the fire chief said the homeowner thought the fire might have started in the area of a clothes dryer in the garage. There was heavy smoke damage to the home, and the couple who lives there has been temporarily displaced. The official cause remains under investigation. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for two men who tried to steal electronics from Walmart on October 26th. The two men broke into a display case at the store at 2610 North Prospect Avenue C and tried to take gaming consoles. They were valued at more than $3,000. The men went toward the exit with the items but left the cart behind and took off when management approached them. They were described as being black and being between 26 and 32 years old. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Come experience Naya Restaurant in Champaign. Chef Dad Morrill talks about the menu.
There's a few mozzarella dishes, burrata, which is a fantastic kind of version of mozzarella. There's mozzarella di bufala, so we get a lot of stuff brought in weekly just from Italy. I like to use very authentic ingredients. We also have this really cool Japanese Robata grill, which is a high-heat skewer grill, so we can put things on skewers. So we've got a great chicken skewer, a ribeye skewer. Come in, get a little snack, grab a glass of wine.
See the menu at NayaRestaurants.com or experience it for yourself at 212 East Green Street, Champaign.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
Ask yourself, is there a better feeling than knowing you made a difference in someone's life, whether it be a child who has health issues or a veteran with wellness problems? Did you know there is an organization of 2,000 lodges nationwide and one locally whose mission statement is to help children and veterans? Who are they? They are the Elks. To learn more about the Elks cause, visit elks.org or call 217-359-2497. One's efforts can make a difference to so many.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking good with the sunshine. Today's high 48, 32 our low tonight. Partly cloudy with a high 58 tomorrow, down to around 31. Only up to 37 and down to 19 with some clouds, especially in the morning, and a 20% chance of precipitation on Thursday. Partly cloudy with a high 35, low 25. We're currently at 41 on ESPN 93.5.
And 359-2255. Was it Brian texting in?
It was Patrick and Muhammad saying, right. Imagine if the Illini get into a bowl game, an NCAA tournament this year.
Ooh.
We would really feel like we're turning the corner finally.
You'd have to look back at the last time that happened concurrently, where we were in a bowl in the NCAA, probably back with Bruce Weber and Ron Zook, I would guess. It's been a while. And so we are definitely optimistic with football at 5-4 now, with two road games will be prohibitive underdogs in, and then home Northwestern Thanksgiving weekend. So, yeah. And right now this team believes they can win. And then, of course, the basketball team, great things expected here. We go to Grand Canyon out in Phoenix. That's a small place where Tim and Michael Finke played basketball for a bit, for a year.
Mm-hmm.
Tim transferred. When Christian had a golf tournament, my son Christian had a golf tournament in Phoenix, we visited Grand Canyon. It's a beautiful campus, and it's not very big. Jerry Colangelo, kind of a big guy in that scene that has helped Grand Canyon get on the map. So Illinois basketball will take their game to Grand Canyon, which will be a brutal home court. It's small, and they'll be on top of us, but I guess good experience. And then Sunday, I believe we play Arizona. So we have two road games coming up after tonight's game with Nicholls State. Again, the women today, 11 a.m., you're going to drop by State Farm and see the Illinois basketball team, the women's team, playing at 11. It'll sound like the old days, the IHSA basketball tournament, a lot of little kids screaming. That's awesome.
I know it.
It'll have that sound.
Great energy.
Okay, apparently Tracy Lillard from the state police headquarters in Pasoto.
Yep, she's known as Trooper Tracy. She had a post where she was saying, you know, I'm just writing as Tracy. I'm not Trooper Tracy. I'm not Mama Bear. I'm just Tracy. I'm going to write this as a wife of a police officer. It's part of who I am. And it talks about our department just had the 25th and 26th trooper hit today. She wrote this over the weekend, and she's talking about motorists that did not move over or slow down for them. We have lost four troopers this year, two of which were a direct result of drivers not moving over. I can't wrap my head around it. I'm at a loss for words. This doesn't happen often. So she was saying this, and over 200,000 people have viewed this post, and she's pleading with motorists to think of it when you see someone on the side of the road as your own mother, as a relative, and to please move over. Is it Scott's Law or something?
It's a law, but sometimes there'll be a semi on your left. But what you have to do is two hands on the wheel, eyes forward, and decrease your speed.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been in situations, particularly in Chicago, where it is difficult. And usually when you see lights, you know it's coming, so you do have to scoot over.
Mm-hmm.
But it has been, in my experience, possible where it is really tough to get left. So you bring it down and go super slow. Now, what I've seen, state troopers addressing a busy highway, they're on the passenger side looking in. I don't see them talking on the driver's side in crowded areas. They're going around.
Right.
Which is a terrific move. But the bottom line is we have to pay more attention and get over 99 out of 100 times you can get over. You just got to plan it. You just got to say, okay, I got something coming up here. I either got to really, really slow it or I got to make sure I get left.
So the post goes on to say 700 move-over violators were ticketed this time last year. This year, 5,800 move-over violations
ticketed. What's going on?
People are not moving over.
Well, if the officer is stopped, who's stopping them? I mean, is there another officer there? How are they doing that? Maybe they are looking at the problem saying, okay, people are getting over. Let's patrol that. Because certainly, you just got to do everything you can to either really decrease speed and be very, very careful. But most every time, you get over if you plan it.
Move over, slow down, proceed with caution when you see a stopped vehicle on the side of the road. Every time, whether there's people there or not, I move over.
Yep. You've got to move over to the left lane. Just safety. Okay. Good reminder. You see what's going on in California? Proposition 47 was passed a number of years ago, whereby it made shoplifting a non-event. If you steal under $1,000, it's a whatever. The police won't even take it.
What?
And people are stealing their brains out because they just keep it under. What sense does any of that make? So you go in and you grab something, you run out of the store, they can't even call the police. They just lost inventory. And that's another crazy, nonsensical thing going on in one of our best states, biggest and best, or at least it was. In Austin, Texas, they're cleaning up the homeless. They had an ordinance that essentially allowed people to camp anywhere they wanted, so they had Tent City going up, mm-hmm. and they said, nope. Governor Abbott, Republican governor, said that's silly. Austin's a very liberal town, much like Champaign-Urbana's campus. Mm-hmm. It's very liberal. But Texas is, for the most part, conservative. It's now becoming perhaps a little more because of the Hispanic influx. But Greg Abbott, the governor, said, no, we're not doing that. So they are cleaning up the streets of Austin, Texas. Unlike what's going on in San Francisco or Los Angeles, where they're having enormous problems. And diseases that we have eradicated are popping back up because of the rat population of mosquitoes carrying them and all the things that go along with all that. So it is unbelievable to me that Proposition 47 in California means you can steal, essentially, and get away with it. You still got to probably run and have a cap on and all that stuff because they got cameras. But the point is they're not really pursuing that anymore because it's not big enough. So what does that do? It tells people they can go take it. I don't get it. I just don't get it. 359-2255 if you'd like to chime in.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices. Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
Wow. I got a cup, a koozie, a stress ball, a shirt, a bunch of pens, a stack of pencils, even an umbrella, all with different businesses on them. This is such a good day. I love swag from these conferences.
It might be 12 different businesses on those swag items, but more than likely, it's one source of printing for those. Minuteman Press. They take your logo and put it on various items, and it's a great way for your name to be in the public conscience. Give them a try if you own a business or you're hosting an event. Head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
Looking for a place to host your company or organization's holiday party? Looking for great food and drink options? Look no further than Gifford's Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and the crew would love to host your private celebration Sunday, Monday, or Tuesdays in downtown Gifford. Steaks, seafood, chops, chicken, ribs, and more. Call 568-7722 for details. That's 568-7722. And don't forget, gift certificates from Long Branch make great stocking stuffers.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, doctor of physical therapy with Mettler Center. I'm having pain in my hip. What should I do?
Did you know that you have 9 muscles just on the posterior side of your hip? If these muscles are not all being trained and strengthened, some muscles will become weak and other muscles will become overworked. Try performing sideline clamshells, squats, and hip thrusters to improve the strength of your hip and to even out the workload.
Do you have a question for a physical therapist? Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
Your grandparents bought countertops from his grandfather. Your parents bought countertops from his father. You can buy countertops from him, and your children will be able to buy countertops from his children. Luther Falls has always been here, and they always will be, because they're simply the best at fabricating quartz and granite countertops. I'm Jay Lehman, and that's why I use Luther Falls for my own kitchen countertops. They have the best prices and the best quality from their family to yours. Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, 2706 North Madison in Champaign, or online at lutherfalls.com.
Financing now available.
Who came by?
Kendra and the gang from the Walk to Defeat ALS.
And they had a great walk, and they illuminated the issue and the disease and raised money.
Yes. $48,000 right now, but their goal is $50,000 in case you'd like to. I see them rolling videotape right now and getting pictures and stuff. So good stuff. Thank you so much. It was at Dodds Park at the end of September, and they've raised $160,000 over the last 3 years of doing and bringing it into town.
And they brought out some things for us, a thank you note and all these other things, and we appreciate it. It's certainly not necessary.
That's right.
But it's kind of them to do that. We don't need that. I remember I was interviewing a guy years ago. Matt Morgan was based with David Petraeus, General Petraeus, in Baghdad. And every week I do an update from Baghdad. How's it going? And the American Legion gave me an award, and I said, what's this for? Because you had the courage. Really? I was just trying to help people understand what was going on.
Right.
I didn't feel right about it. I said, I don't deserve it. Well, I don't deserve it. There's too many other people that would deserve that.
Sure.
We're just trying to fulfill the license given to us by the Federal Communications Commission that says serve your community.
Yes.
And we try and do
facilitate
it.
Facilitate the public's interest, convenience, and necessity.
And Diane Ducey is one of the best at being out.
But again, I was awkward on the stage grabbing that from the Illinois Association of Park Districts, too.
Yeah, you had a beautiful glass maybe put on the front counter.
Right.
But that's all Diane Ducey and Josh Leskowski.
This is what I do. This is what I love. So it's nice to be acknowledged. I'm humbled
but you are out there
doing my job.
Helping all the time. Appreciate Diane Ducey.
Go Illini. Our women's basketball team facing Chicago State. It's an 11 a.m. tip-off if you want to check it out, with the 3,000 students taking a field trip to the State Farm Center today. Should be great energy. Go on out and support our ladies at 11. And then at 7 o'clock, Illinois and Nicholls State. In fact, we got a text back, a thank you from Larry. I was there to watch the Illini play against Lewis. The team looked great. Kofi can run from basket to basket Dennis Rodman used to.
Whoa.
I'm super excited. Excited about this Illinois basketball season. Indiana Pacers in Charlotte tonight. Lakers are in Chicago to take on the Bulls. Last night, the Cowboys beat the Giants 37-18. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
And Friday, the Jeremy Warner Show will be broadcasting live at Duncan on West Springfield.
Take note of high-fiving Jay Lehman and getting that sausage sandwich between 8 and 10 a.m.
They got a vegan they're introducing that is plant-based and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Fired up for that Friday.
Hey, Champagne. It's All-American linebacker Jay Lehman. Join me at the Duncan located at 2008 West Springfield Avenue this Friday, November 8th, from 8 to 10 a.m. I'll be handing out free samples of Duncan's new Beyond Sausage Sandwich. Be one of the first people to experience the great taste of this plant-based sausage sandwich. Join me this Friday, November 8th, at the Duncan, 2008 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign, 8 to 10 a.m. for free samples of Duncan's new Beyond Sausage Sandwich. Champaign runs on.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury?
Biomarkers of your own. Remember, Goodyear takes you further. Discover more at Goodyear.com. Goodyear. More driven.
Not More Boys and Girls Club's annual Dancing with the CU Stars is set for
Friday, November 8th, Sam. Stevie J and I are so excited to be a part of the festivities at the Refinery with our professional dancing friends from Art in Motion. Last year, Ali Sahi won. This year's the mission of the Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club.
We still serve over 1,000 kids each year, enriching educational experiences in a safe environment and through our after-school programs and assisting in learning for lifelong success.
Support the kids at the club and vote for your favorite celebrity dancer today at DMBGC.org.
Do you know someone who's served in the military? Honor them by taking them out to lunch and enjoying a program at the Hilton Garden Inn on Monday, Veterans Day, the 11th. Doors open at 11. Everything starts at 11:30 with the Unity Banner Singers and a flag ceremony. Keynote speaker being Pete Milinkovic. Sign up now as you click on this year's event at VeteransDayOneOnOne.com. It's $20. The Hilton Garden Inn, Monday, Veterans Day. Day with doors opening at 11. Veterans Day, oneon1.com.
All righty, Jeremy Warner next. Got Nickel State in town. The women play at 11 at State Farm. Run on over lunch if you like. A little long lunch and watch the Illini women.
Yeah.
And then the guys tonight, 7, no TV, so I'll be watching Jeremy Warner's tweet, among other things.
Okay.
And, yeah, we'll see what the Illini can do to get it going, but I think there's a lot of optimism there, and certainly optimism with football, having won 3 in a row for the first time since 2007.
Woohoo! Go Illini!
Yeah, I think it's been a while. In any event, it's fun when we think we might go to a bowl, and pretty cool when we think we might get in the NCAA. I'll now fill out brackets again if that happens.
Yes!
Because I'll be interested, because otherwise...
How long has it been?
It's been a while. Mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years?
I know.
A long time. John Gross's first team? I don't know. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's a beautiful day. Enjoy. Thank you for listening to us. We've got Jeremy Warner next, and then the drive this afternoon with Lante and Derek Piper.
Mm-hmm. All right, Illini.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it. We know you're out there. Thank you so much. You can always podcast this later at ESPNCU.com. All our shows are there. And thank you for listening. Meet you on the radio tomorrow. Thanks. And again, have a great Tuesday.